Well, last week was a busy one for the House Ag Committee with a series of House audit hearings designed to review programs in advance of writing the 2012 Farm Bill, focusing on energy, forestry, and nutrition programs. Committee members first heard testimony regarding the energy titles, which were initially included in the 2002 Farm Bill to foster the development of more feedstocks for renewable energy development in rural America. The 2008 Farm Bill then created several new programs while expanding on some existing ones, with many of those designed to promote a transition from corn-based ethanol to other advanced biofuels such as cellulosic ethanol. There is no budget baseline for the energy title beyond the conclusion of the next Farm Bill. As for forestry, that title has been part of the Farm Bill since 1990, with all programs permanently authorized, but most of them have spending levels set at such sums as necessary and are subject to annual appropriations. And last but certainly not least, committee members heard about the nutrition title, which accounts for more than three-fourths of Farm Bill spending, with the primary nutrition assistance program being the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, formerly known as food stamps. More than 44 million Americans receive SNAP benefits, an increase of nearly 70% since 2007, causing annual spending of the program to more than double to about $69 billion. The audit sessions are all in an attempt to better align committee priorities during a difficult physical environment and to assist the members as they prepare to draft these new titles and move forward with the 2012 Farm Bill. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.